Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, you responded. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, back at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater for the next, this one and two more consecutive Tuesdays. It's April 26th, Two Oceans 11, and I want to thank everyone who came to my shows last week at the San Francisco Punchline. We did the countdown to 420 show there. It was awesome. The Sacramento Punchline, where I recorded my next album for Comedy Central Records. Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon. And the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland, Oregon. Upcoming shows include, and I got a lot of them coming up, you guys. Wise Guys, and they all have goofy names. Wise Guys in West Valley City, Utah on May 4th. Knitting Factory in Boise, Idaho, May 6th. The Wilma Theater in Missoula, Montana, May 7th. Benson Movie Interruption at CineFamily in LA on May 9th with special guest TJ Miller. We're going to be doing live commentary during the movie Unstoppable. Me and TJ and whoever else from the movie he can coax to show up. So there's a chance that there's no chance Denzel is going to be there. But there's other great people in the movie, and if they don't show up, I'll get some comedians to come by. I'm doing a 420 matinee at Flappers in Burbank on May 15th. That's a real thing. It's at 420, and it's at a place called Flappers in Burbank. So I hope people show up to that. I'll be at the Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia, May 18th, the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, May 19th. And I'm doing Doug Loves Movies and Benson Interruption podcast tapings at the Gramercy Theater on Saturday, May 21st in New York City. The Tournament of Championships starts in 2 weeks here at UCB, featuring three of the following guests who qualified to participate. Three of these people will be here: Edgar Wright, Paul F. Tompkins, Jen Kirkman, Sam the Ma'am Levine, Motion City Soundtrack drummer Tony Thaxton, Sean Jordan from Portland, Scott Aukerman from Comedy Death Ray, Kate McCucci from Garfunkel & Oates, and I Am Comic director Jordan Brady. And also, alternate Simon Pegg. Yeah, that's right. Simon Pegg is an alternate. If one of those people can't make it due to scheduling issues, like if Edgar's like, I got to go make a movie in England, because that's what he sounds like, then Simon Pegg will slip in. But if not, we'll rotate him into the next Tournament of Championships. Don't get me wrong. Simon Pegg he's in. We'll have him back. He's going to be shooting Star Trek here this summer in L.A., so I'll try to have him in then. Fast Five. opens in theaters on the day this ep plops. And I haven't seen it yet, but I love the title Fast Five because it sounds like a quick hand job. Hey, girl, can you give me a Fast Five? My guests tonight are super, as promised. Please welcome, from the Motion Picture Super, writer-director James Gunn, Sean Gunn, Ellen Page, Steve Agee, and Michael Rooker.
You know, Rooker was just giving me a Fast Five backstage. A lot of times, you know, people are always surprised. They find out that Michael Rooker and I have sex, and they say, "Wow, we didn't know that you were gay." And I say, "That's not gay. That's bestiality."
I know. It felt like a five, but I use it two. He's a little guy, you know.
It's a slow two.
That was such a dainty hand job using two fingers. Dinky, 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 dink. Yeah, with the pinky out.
That hand joke's going to work good on the online podcast. People are going to like that a lot.
Yeah. The visual humor always goes over great. Ellen not ever speaking into the microphone goes over great.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you did the last time you were here. It was awesome.
You know, life lessons. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, look at you now. You're right on the mic.
Right there.
I love it. Rooker's chatting with AG over here. You guys called each other up and said, "Let's do the hats tonight." See you there, Hat Club.
Another great one for the audio podcast.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of everybody and put it on Twitter.
We hang out at we go to a party every week. A lot of us go to this party every week, and they always dress identically. They're like the Olsen twins in the early days.
We've been working out together doing the P90X. Bring it on, motherfucker! You know, P90XX. XXX, actually. I'm the X. He's the XXX. Bigger guy than me.
Michael Rooker.
It's crazy.
Might as well start with you. Because I'm so excited that you're here. You're my favorite on-screen racist of all time.
Thank you.
You bring such passion to it.
I do my best.
Yeah. But my question for you is, getting off of movies just for a quick second, Walking Dead, the TV series.
Yeah.
You're going to be back in season two, right?
Fuck yeah.
So that's not some big secret they're trying to not...
It's not a big secret anymore, but they don't tell me anything. You know, I know I'm going to be back, but I don't know when. And they're just hanging out and so they don't have to pay me. You know, so I'll be back one day. I don't know. I'll be killing people and shit like that when I get back, though. Don't worry.
You're going to be a one-handed maniac.
Don't you get paid in squirrel meat anyway?
Yeah, my brother, he hunts the squirrels and I eat them.
That was Sean Gunn that asked that question for the listeners. And he and James called each other up and said, let's have spiky hair tonight. And you're brothers, and you've worked together all the way back to, like, Romeo and Juliet. Sean was in that.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, are one of the henchmen along with Michael Rooker in Super. So my question to you is, who do you enjoy working with more, your brother or Michael Bay? Because you're in Pearl Harbor, right?
Is Michael Bay
I'm in Pearl Harbor. This is true. I don't know whether or not I was cut from the movie because I've never seen it.
But it is long. It's hard to get through.
My name is high up in the credits, which is crazy because I was there for 2 days. And swear to God, Michael Bay never introduced himself to me.
Well, like, seriously, never. He's the director of the movie. Never.
And you had,
like,
a bunch of lines.
Hey, I'm
and
Michael
everything?
Bay. It's like, all right, whatever. Fuck you.
Didn't you used to play softball with Michael Bay?
No, that was our other brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to get into that. I don't know what that's about. You do have another brother?
We have.
There's five of us all together. Yeah, we're all in the entertainment industry.
Oh, wow.
My brother Patrick is he's on the financial side of film in New York. My brother Matt is one of the writers on the Bill Maher show. My brother Brian is a screenwriter. He's got Journey to the Center of the Earth 2 coming out this summer. And then there's us.
Oh, what do they do? Go back to the center of the earth again?
A second time.
That shit wasn't hairy enough the first time we did it.
They left their iPhone 4 down there.
This time it's with The Rock. This time it's with The Rock. So they upgraded the movies.
Yeah, every franchise is just going to add The Rock.
Well, The Rock, in the middle of the earth, rocks and shit like that. They decided they're going to use
Sophie's Choice 2. Have you seen that with The Rock, Sophie's Choice 2?
Yeah. That guy's very comfortable with walking across the stage. That was pretty amazing. No, it's all good. Don't apologize. I was just thought it was pretty awesome the way you walked through there. Rainn Wilson's here.
We respect people who know how to upstage and shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's powerful. Powerful stuff. Let's talk to Steve Agee for a second here on the end. Grab a mic there, Steve.
I had one line in the movie Super, so I figured I'd say one line here tonight at the podcast.
All right, pass the mic. Pass it. Ellen. I have a question for Ellen. You narrate a new documentary that's out playing in various places around the country, right?
Yeah.
And it's about, what's it about, spelling bees?
Yeah. It's about the deterioration of the small town and the loss of spelling bees in elementary schools.
What's
it
called, though?
It's called Vanishing the Bees. And it's
the Vanishing of Bees.
Bees are going extinct.
Yeah. I was trying to make a stupid joke out of the title of the movie, and you ran with it in a way that made me even dumber. You dug my dumb hole even deeper by actually running with it. But it's a serious documentary that you narrate, yep. And then I saw you on Bill Maher talking about it. Did you meet James and Sean's brother when
no,
you were there?
No, we didn't meet.
Yeah, I'm sure the writers of Bill Maher don't come up for air. I'm sure you never see them around. They're like busy making awesome jokes. But so it's playing in theaters all over, like, few theaters at a time around the country.
Yeah, it plays in a few in a few theaters, and then people can set up their own screenings at home and throw their own screenings at theaters, and you can do that online, and it's
just go to the title of the movie.com.
Vanishingofbees.com. Vanishingbees.com.
Vanishingbees.com.
Or you can search the Vanishing Bees, the Vanishing of the Bees.
I love it. Do that, everybody.
Yeah.
Search the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Now, James, I know you've been promoting Super for probably what seems like forever.
Yeah, I have.
And how's it doing?
It's doing great. We just got our VO. So we're doing this thing where Super's a very small movie. We made it for a couple of $1 million, and all the cast worked for scale. And it's a passion project, and we're in a limited amount of theaters, but we're also simulcast on VOD, and it's doing pretty well in theaters, but the numbers on VOD, do you know this?
No.
They're huge.
Oh.
They're huge.
Oh.
So
a lot of dudes alone.
It's been doing
now. I'm
no pants.
It's been doing really. It's been doing really well. And no small part.
What?
Are you having a side conversation?
He just said, "What is VOD?"
I thought it was some sort of STD thing.
He knew VD very well, but he didn't know VOD.
No, I know. He knows all the VDs very well.
It's a fun promotion for the movie. If you watch it, you get an STD. Makes it more exciting. But VOD is video on demand.
Yes.
I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on demand. You can go to your cable network and look it up and buy it and watch it, and it's great. And Ellen is really, truly amazing in the
movie.
Yeah,
I want to start a Best Supporting Actress campaign.
She really is. I mean, honest to God. I would be saying this exact same thing if it were not true, but it is true. And she's amazing. She's amazing. But really, she is. And I mean, like, everybody that sees the movie, and you know it, because everybody keeps telling you. I see all the tweets to you.
Oh, my God, she's hot. She's hot.
Yeah, but you wrote a great character for a young woman, and that's rare, So.
Thanks.
What? I'd put weird before hot when describing her performance, but okay. Because it's kind of the scene where she's being hot is pretty, yeah, you were into it?
No, there's
little boots.
You are the total VOD audience for this movie.
Yeah. And she does the whole calisthenic thing and the sweat.
Okay, all right. I thought most of her sexuality in the movie was made to make me uncomfortable, but apparently it was hot. You probably also really like when the thing's
it's
licking.
It's just my true feelings. I'm sorry.
Rainn Wilson's brain.
Can we talk about what turns Rooker on
please.
The program?
That's
Rooker,
not
can I talk
that's
about
not,
it?
That's not fair.
What Rooker loves when a woman has, what's your this is your fetish, right? It's like a woman has.
I don't call it a fetish. I just think it's a.
He wants a woman with long dark hair, right? To put hot oil on her hair.
Gotta be hot, yeah.
And sit a, sit astride you, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
And whip you with the hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's like your thing, right?
That's not a fetish.
That's real.
No, no, it's way too specific to be a fetish.
It is. And then shit in his mouth.
No. I don't do that stuff.
No, I made that last part up, but the rest is totally true.
I'm trying to think of a name for it. For the wear, the hair and then the shitting in the mouth.
No, we don't do the poopy in the mouth.
But you did say once that it wouldn't be a big deal if somebody shit on you, though. Remember that?
It wouldn't be a big deal.
You did.
Again, look, I've been an actor in Hollywood for more than 20 years. People have been shitting on me for fucking 20 years. Yeah.
You do have that scene in Mallrats where you're sort of licking chocolate that's from Jason Lee's butthole. You're licking
but
that.
I didn't know that was from...
No, the character didn't know that and the actor didn't know that. But Kevin Smith told me they really did that to that, and you
really
loved them.
They really wanted it to be realistic.
You couldn't stop eating them. I love it super how you have a box of very generic-looking Good and Plenties that you're eating and that you offer in a weird moment.
That's his fault, not mine.
But we decided to do that minute before we started shooting or something. Yeah, we're like, hey, you know, I want you to munch on something. And so then they made this fake Good and Plenty
anything
label
but pretzels
in about 10 minutes while sitting on, while on stage,
So I was in a hotel room a couple days ago and saw, when you go in the movies, when it's like still in theaters or whatever, Super is one of the movies you can watch in a hotel room
now. I saw your tweet about that. Yeah, that was cool.
And I tweeted about it. I was so excited. And
then you went to the adult section and instead rent a film.
Yeah, I moved on.
Yeah.
But I'd seen it on the big screen where it's meant to be seen.
Yeah.
And I will.
You've seen it
three times. Two and a half.
Two and a half, that's right.
Yeah. That one time I wasn't into it, two times. Strangely, I walked out halfway the first time.
You were angry.
And I came back and I realized my mistake. No, I love it and I've seen it a bunch of times. And so now it's still rolling out into some cities in the theaters.
Yeah, it opens. I don't know when this is going, but it's.
This will be out Friday.
Well, it opens up a lot of places on Friday.
Okay, cool.
Cities that I don't know.
Is this the guy that was the mediator before?
He mediated?
Yeah. We've worked together before.
This is the best.
I was that mediator. Remember, we contacted your dead relatives.
We drank with him for like an hour beforehand.
Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, they did an hour long Q&A at the Sunset Five. We're with Doug and Rooker, and now just now you're recognizing.
I've changed. I've been through a lot in the last 2 weeks. I really do look different.
He was more funny this time.
Oh, okay. That's a fair assessment. I'm glad this one was on tape and that one wasn't. Because you never were able to find tape of it, were you?
And I asked
No. I asked people if they had any tape of it, but nobody did.
It was the craziest Q&A. It was me interviewing these three guys and all of them going, yeah, we're not really in it that much and don't really have anything to say about it.
All embarrassed that they're even there doing a Q&A.
And either during the Q&A or at the bar, I fucked up and I said to James, I said something to you about the show Felicity because you were on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
And you were very polite about it.
Yeah.
You didn't go, no, it was Gilmore Girls, you asshole. You were like, yeah, Felicity, Gilmore Girls. What difference does it make?
You're not really the demographic of either show.
I know, but I did, especially Gilmore Girls. I watched the shit out of that. It's an entertaining show.
Thank you. I didn't know he wasn't going to be there until like an hour before we did it.
Yeah, you texted me and you said, what time are you getting there? And then I was like, I'm in San Francisco, dude.
Well, he wrote me a text saying, hey, do you want to do this Q&A before the show? And I didn't think he would do that without telling me that he also wasn't going to be there.
I said, do you want to do it with Rooker and Steve?
Yeah, and I assumed, and you.
He gets there, it's some guy who thinks he was on Felicity. It was a bummer.
Not that, you know, but yeah, no, I got nervous. I don't know. You know, we're like, we're like, who wants to ask us questions about the show? About the movie? Like, I love it. I loved it. I saw it. I loved it. You know?
Yeah, and you guys are in it quite a bit. Steve is not in it at all. Steve is just, he says cunt and then he's out the door.
Yeah, Steve, yeah.
But he gets to say cunt, which I didn't get.
Is that Ellen? Is that where you met
Steve? That's my nephew.
That's where Steve and I met, and I was really excited because I'm a huge fan of the Sarah Silverman program, and I remember James being like, yeah, we have Steve Agee to be in the comic book stuff, which we shot after the bulk of the movie when we were back in L.A., and I was so stoked, and Steve and I met and, like, totally got along and had a great day shooting together, but then we, like, stayed in touch. And I went back to Nova Scotia for a bit, and then I came back, and then we're like besties.
Because he can put her in his pocket. Yeah. She gets tired of walking, Steve helps her out. That's awesome. I love that you guys are friends, and I love that you're all here, because now we're going to have the craziest Leonard Maltin game probably in the history of this show. Because Michael Rooker's already looking at me like, what the fuck is happening now?
Wait, you gotta pitch my thing.
Here you go.
You gotta pitch my thing. You know my thing that just came out today? Or it's gonna come out on the 3rd.
The 3rd of May?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
soon.
It. Soon. What's it called?
It's a game. It's called Black Ops. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, Black Ops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We did this game, and it's a new zombie game called Call of the Dead. It's totally a big ripoff of The Walking Dead. It is
great.
Awesome, though. It is fucking awesome. And okay. And George Romero's in it. And
comes out on May 3rd.
Wait Danny a second. George Romero's in it. It's not a ripoff of The Walking Dead. If anything, I mean, like, I love The Walking Dead. I think it's great. I think Kirkman's great, But, I mean, come on, you can't claim.
It's not that kind of ripoff. It's like they utilize The Walking Dead by hiring me,
right,
paying me nothing, and then... And then what do you see the poster? It's just like The Walking Dead.
It's Rooker, Robert Englund, Danny Trejo, and Sarah Michelle Gellar, who are all in together in this video game. And you can play as all of those guys and go out and kick ass,
right?
Yeah,
you get to play as Rooker and Sarah. And yeah,
well, see what I'm doing? I'm selling your movie
instead of cutting it down like your video game. No, it's not a bad ripoff. It's just a good ripoff kind of thing.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
I love it.
You utilize what you got out there, you know? You know, you might as well just make it look like The Walking Dead a little bit. It's a popular show.
All right, good logic. All right. So we're going to play this game now that's very complicated, and hopefully you can follow along. But the first thing all of my guests have to do is pick somebody in the audience that you want to play for, so that if you win, they will win a bag full of fabulous prizes. So that's why they all have name tags or signs. And there's Jenna with her Juno. She's sticking with it till somebody picks it. She does that when you're not even here. The Jenna looks like Juno. Oh, Steve already picked somebody. He picked Buzz, who made a nice little dinosaur name tag. That's great. So go ahead and pick who you want to play for. Just go get their name tag from.
Somebody?
Yeah, you're playing for somebody. This is the part that shouldn't be that hard to grasp.
I'll play for Jenna.
Oh, Michael's gonna play for Jenna. All right, pass that up here.
I'll play for Jenna.
There you go. Who would you like to play for, Sean?
I'm gonna pick this guy right here. It says my name.
It says Sean on it because your name is Sean. Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna pick.
And that's an awesome sign, Sean. Sean's been on the show before. He's been a guest.
Roger, spoiler alert, Roger Ebert is a shithead, it says on the back. That's because Roger Ebert, in his review for Super, gave away the ending of the movie in his very first paragraph of his review.
A guy who his whole thing is don't ever give away the ending.
Totally, yeah. And then he does it.
Yeah. So anyway, Justin, you got the Crimson Bolt thing over there. I got to go with
you. All right, there you go, Justin.
For being true to the...
And who would you like to play for, Ellen?
Oh, I don't. This is so stressful. I just, you know, the guilt issues are
really... Well, for one thing, just know that you're probably not going to win.
Of course.
So there's not that much pressure.
Tim, I'm sorry. I'll prematurely apologize, but yeah, let's go for it.
There we go. Give that to her. Nice job. All right, so she's playing for Tim. Steve's playing for Buzz. Michael's playing for Jenna. Sean's playing for Sean, which makes it easy for me. James is playing for... Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Justin. On the back of his sheet, it says, the royal wedding are full of shitheads. I don't know what that...
You're not supposed to give those away. Those are for the end of the game.
Oh, we're not?
You
you got to
plus
somebody
not everybody.
Else.
Not
you
everybody writes.
Wait, I played this game before. I didn't have something on the back. What's that?
It's a new thing I tried last time. It didn't work at all. And then this time, when I didn't even ask them to do it, people did it. And because they're so conscientious, but it'll be fine. The other three players.
I ruined it.
No, I already forgot what
it's okay. Yeah, people get high when they listen to this shit. They'll totally forget. Royal Family's going to be funny again at the end if that because Royal Family is a shithead. It's just a funny sentence. And that wasn't cool of Roger Ebert to do that, even though I do think he usually is pretty. I like the guy, but that's fucked up. All right.
What did he do?
Oh, you.
Rooker just said, what did he do? This is like, it's not an act. He's really like that. We hang out a lot, and he's always like that.
It's very entertaining.
What did I email you or text you on the way over? I said, where is this place?
You asked me if it was in Los Angeles.
Do I got to get on a plane?
After I gave you the zip code.
I'm not at the helipad. Where am I going?
I said to him, I didn't want to pull a Rooker on him, but I just needed to know that I wanted to make sure I wasn't late or something.
No, you got here, buddy. All right, we'll start off with Steve over here on this end, and we'll work our way down this way. James has played the game. Ellen's played. Steve has played. So we'll make our way through this. I'll give you some categories. We start with categories of movie genres, usually submitted by audience members. Or Rainn Wilson wrote this on Twitter, and I agree. He thinks Gary Oldman and Tim Roth are the same person. So the category is Gary Oldman / Tim Roth. It's a movie with one or both of them in it. Okay. I don't know if they've ever done something together. Maybe. I don't know. All right. And then Tom Silvestro on Twitter suggested, in honor of Scream 4, that I do movies the fourth part of a series. So these are Forquels. Meet the Forquels. And and then at Left From Nowhere on Twitter suggested Parker Posey, which is movies with either Mary Louise Parker or Parker Posey. Parker Posey. Which one of those categories would you like to play, Steve Agee?
The Tim Roth, Gary Oldman.
Okay. And would you like a Tim Roth or Gary Oldman movie from 95, 97, or 98?
95.
All right. Now, here's what's going to happen, Mr. Rooker.
Oh, boy.
Everyone's going to bid on how many names, reading from the bottom of the cast list up on this Leonard Maltin movie review app.
Last build to
up
top
to first.
Build.
How many names you think you can get it in? I'll give you some clues. Leonard,
I have to answer something?
You will in a second. Yeah, you'll be next after Steve, so get ready. Okay. Or you could pass. Poor Jenna. I'm sorry that I'm suggesting he just drop out. Okay. Leonard Maltin, in his review, calls this movie a bomb. He did not care for it. He says it's hokey. And he also says that erotic love scenes are especially embarrassing. In soft focus with phallic candles. Oh, Leonard. And there are 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Steve Agee?
I'll say 6.
All right, so now, Michael, you either can bid less names, like you can guess it in less names, like 5 or 4, or you can say to Steve, name that movie if you don't think you can get it with less names.
Or pass. Is he allowed to pass?
I like pass, too, yeah. That'll be a first.
Because, wait, can't...
Give him a microphone.
Can't Sean win every time because he can just make Rooker have to name it and then he gets the point?
Well, now that you pointed the strategy out to him, yes, he could. If you'd have just been a little quiet about it, maybe
he's
you
my little brother. I love him.
But also, it'll move around the table. It won't stay right there. But you're right. The first point is going to be Sean's.
Yeah.
I'm also really horrible at this game, though. Rooker might actually win.
Yeah, you could say name that movie to Steve, and he might not be able to get it.
Or you'll
get a point.
I can see him squirm a little.
Yeah, yeah. Say name.
Or you can try and name it in five names.
I'd rather see you actually talk or try to talk and stuff like that.
Okay.
So say name that movie.
Name the fucking movie.
I'm glad he doesn't have a mic with that filthy mouth. Okay. You get six names. It's a bomb, hokey, phallic candles, erotic love scenes are especially embarrassing, and your six names are, and nobody else guessed, this is just on Steve, Eric Schweig, Diane Salinger, Amy Wright, George Aguilar, Dana Ivey, and Roy Dotrice.
What the fuck?
Or Dotrice. Yeah, it doesn't really get into the meatier names. But it's a bomb, and it's got either Oldman or Roth in it. And it's hokey.
And it's in 95.
It's 95. Any guess? Or does a point go to Rooker?
My bomb guess.
Yeah, guess something. A bomb that had Gary Oldman in it. Or Tim Roth.
I was in one with Tim.
What were you in with Tim?
A bomb.
You don't remember what it was called? Because it was shot over 2 weeks ago?
What was it called?
Are you asking me? What? Him?
Yeah. Rucker is asking me what movie he was in with Tim Roth.
You know, it's Tim Roth and...
You're buying Steve a lot of time here. Guys. Go ahead and guess something, Steve.
Shit, I don't know. Sid and Nancy?
One of the greatest bombs of all time.
Yeah.
Does anybody think they know it? That's
Lena
a good guess.
Olin
Crucible.
Movie? Is Lena Olin in it? What is the name?
Edward Hardwick, Robert Prosky, Joan Plowright, Robert Duvall, Gary Oldman, Demi Moore. Scarlet Letter. Somebody said The Crucible. I'm like, same thing.
I have a fun fact.
Ellen has a fun fact.
They shot that in Nova Scotia, where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty fun, right? That's a fun fact.
It's fun. It's fun that you grew up in a place that could look like...
Were you born? Were you born when that was filmed in 1990?
Did they also film The Village there? All right, so Scarlet Letter.
You've been, like, it was in Shelburne, like, right next to Lockport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Remember, we went to that old towny area, remember? In Shelburne?
That's where they shot Scarlet
That's
Letter,
where they
dude.
Shot Scarlet Letter.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that when you were on the tour?
I should have guessed that.
you did good.
All right, point to Michael Rooker.
Yo!
So now Sean gets to pick, so you're in the game still. It's going to work out okay. Would you like punctuated titles? That's movies where there's a punctuation of some sort in the title of the movie. Time Magazine picked the best soundtracks of all time, so movies that have one of the best soundtracks according to Time Magazine. Or movies that feature Michael Rooker. Because I thought even he might not be particularly...
You may wait.
He might not have an advantage in this category.
What do you mean by featuring?
You're in it.
Okay.
To win it.
Doug, I'm going to go with punctuated titles.
All right. Fair enough. I'll bring that
I wouldn't be caught dead at a Michael Rooker movie.
You would die soon, actually.
Would you like a punctuated movie title from 1966, 1982, or 2009?
82.
I like how you're practically defiant the way you said that.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Okay, sorry. Four stars, according to Leonard Maltin. I don't know anyone could argue with that. He says about it, he calls it warm, and he also says that it's it has a remarkable performance in it, but performance is in quotes for some reason. It's warm and it has a remarkable performance. And there are eight names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Sean Gunn, former star of Gilmore Girls, current star of Super.
Four names.
Wow. We go to your pro, James Gunn.
Name it.
All right. Do you want the clues again?
Sure.
Four stars.
Four stars. Warm.
1982. It's warm and has a performance in it. That's remarkable.
Okay.
And I'm my money's on James. No, it's on Sean, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Tom Howell, but C. Thomas is in parentheses, like he later calls himself C. Thomas Howell. C. Thomas Howell. Sean Fry, Casey Martell, and Drew Barrymore.
E.T.
That's correct.
Damn it.
All right, Rooker and S-Gun have points. We'll start with Ellen there on the end to pick the next category.
Okay.
You can do it. Someone named at Fissackerly. Is he here tonight? Is that, am I pronouncing that right every time? Fissackerly? He's suggested, for since Water for Elephants is out, movies that either have water or elephants. And someone named at The Last Known God on Twitter suggested Palme d'Or winners at Cannes, or Cannes, depending on how you like to go with that. And then, again, I have to throw it into the mix again, the films of Michael Rooker. Which one are you like? Water, elephants, Palme d'Or winners, or Michael Rooker? It will be funny if you do it.
But I might as well.
It'll be an interesting brain teaser. Like, Tom Arnold didn't recognize one of his own movies.
Right.
So I've been waiting for that to happen again.
I will lose. I'm sorry, Michael. I would lose, like, immediately. You know?
Well, you're just going to bid, and it's just going to move down anyway, probably.
All right, fine.
You know what I mean? No, you could bid all the names.
Pick one you're going to win.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, there are. I am the worst. I am the worst. Why don't I just go for Palme d'Or?
Okay,
nerd.
Would you like the Palme d'Or winner from 1989, 1991, or 2002?
2002.
Okay, most recent. Yeah, you're young. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin, even though it won the Palme d'Or. I think it's good. Leonard calls it emotionally draining, and he also says the lead actor is splendid. In a difficult and essentially passive role. Difficult and passive, but splendid.
So.
And emotionally draining. 3.5 stars from Leonard. The category is Winners of Palme d'Or. And the year is 2002. And there are 9 names. So you should start with a 9-name bid. So if Steve Agee says name that movie,
why would you fucking say that?
Well, because she's, you know, so worried about...
Yeah.
I'm worried about Tim, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm worried
she's
about
looking
Tim.
Out for Tim.
How about... I'm going to try for six. I'll try for six.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, thanks. Name that. Everything you said in that description went right over me, so name that movie.
All right, here I go.
All right, here's your 6 names.
Is this all going to be foreign?
No, I think I can pronounce them all.
We're foreign to you. You're from Canada.
She's from where they filmed The Village. Roger Ebert gave that one away, too. He's like, the ending is stupid. Okay, Ruth Platt. Jessica Kate Meyer, Julia Rayner, Ed Stoppard, Amelia Fox, and Maureen Lipman.
Who are these people?
I know. They're of no help at all.
Okay,
it would really take 9 names, I think, for someone to get this. Unless you can figure it out from 2002, emotionally draining, and the lead performance is splendid, playing a difficult and essentially passive role.
I'll guess.
Guess something.
Elephant.
That's in that other category. But that is a good guess because Elephant did win
passive,
the Palme d'Or.
Emotionally draining, it won the Palme d'Or. People, I think it was a pretty educated answer.
Super educated.
But I know 2002 is a little premature. But
the name that, the name at the very top that gives it away is Adrian Brody.
Oh, the piano.
The pianist, yeah. Yeah, okay, so Steve Agee got the point on that one. God bless you.
Yeah.
This is an exciting match. Let's start with Rooker.
Name that movie.
let's tell everybody what we're playing for.
That's not fair.
We're playing for several amazing audio items from the people at Griffin Audio. Some earbuds and a thing that amplifies your iPhone in your, like in a room. Like if you're in a hotel room, you want to amplify your iPhone. And a talk hands-free thing for your car or at home if you like to talk hands-free at home for no reason. Pretend you're a mogul. And then the good people at Woot gave me this shirt, and I got every single person on the panel to sign it. Even though the shirt doesn't have anything to do with Super, it's still kind of a cool looking shirt that they all sign. And I brought my CD as I always do, Professional Humoridian. And I also, of course, have a Woot Monkey. There you go. Once you get them started screaming, they never stop. It's a really annoying toy. All right. And I love the people at Woot for giving me a lifetime supply. I might just go nuts one night and just pull the cord on all of them. Just roll around in them. They sent a box like this big full of the thing. Okay. And they're like, if you need more, let us know. I'm like, you sent me enough for, I could, okay, anyway. They're very nice. The people at Woot, every day on Woot, there's a new like item you can buy, and it's cool. All right.
I can't believe how funny you are now.
Dude, when I was mediating at the Sunset Five, I was all right. I didn't do too bad.
I've smiled at least three, four times this
time. I think you were drunker that night than you are now.
Must be.
If I had to guess.
Were you drunk?
I wasn't drunk. No, I was... A little.
People, remember that year we did that? We co-presented at the Saturn Awards, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, Rooker was so drunk! Rooker was so drunk!" And I'm like, "He didn't have a thing to drink all night. That's just his personality." Yeah. I know.
All right,
you have a drunk personality.
He's a drunk that plays excellent sober people. Because you're never really drunk in film, are you?
I'm never drunk.
Yeah. You're always very sober and very racist.
Yeah.
Which is sobering in and of itself.
Know, there's not a lot of people that know how to do that kind of stuff these days.
But I do. Yeah, and who also aren't afraid to do that kind of stuff these days. You run into the wrong person who doesn't understand how movies work.
You know, like period violence. Not modern violence, period violence. It's a little more personal, you know?
I came up with a name for that thing where the girl slaps you with her hair. Mississippi Burning.
Oh, shit, yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and finish the game. Sean Gunn's going to win. Congratulations to Sean Sakame in the audience. Would you like Michael Rooker movies? Or Michael Rooker movies? Or Michael Rooker movies? Which one?
So what are the choices again?
Would you like one from 88, 89, or 93? Which year is the most clear to you in your brain? These are when they were released, by the way. Do you like 88, 89, or 93?
Wow. It don't matter. They say as you get older, your memory from long ago sort of starts coming back.
Oh,
I'll
so you want the oldest
89.
One?
I'll go with the 89.
Okay, 89. All right. Leonard gave this movie
maybe,
that you're
maybe.
In. He gave this movie 3.5 stars.
That's good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, you're not mentioned in the review, but I'm sure you're a large part of the good rating. Here's what he says about it. What? He says that it's tough. Yeah. He says it's smart.
Yeah.
And he says it's sexy.
Sexy. Okay.
Yeah.
And he didn't mention me.
I think that's he did. That's the subtext.
I think I know this movie.
You do?
I think so.
All right, cool.
What were the three again?
Smart, sexy, tough.
Tough, sexy, yeah. And smart. Okay.
And it's a movie you're in.
I'm in it.
That you made around 1989.
Yeah.
And Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. And there are, they list 12 names.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now you have to bid a number of names that you think you need to hear to get it. How many out of 12? Like, you think you do it in like 6 or? You got to recognize the names, right? You work with these.
One of the 12 is you. No way.
Yeah. Okay. How about?
I don't want to put words in your mouth. How many names?
How many names?
How many names do you want to say? You can go anywhere from 12 down to all the way down to 0 if you think you know it. Some people that were in a movie might know which one they were in and a particular year.
Let's see.
I wouldn't.
How about, I don't know, 7?
7? You want to stick with 7?
7.
All right.
7. 7.
All right. We got to get this over with.
Name any movie.
Don't get it.
All right, here's your 7 names.
Yeah. No.
Wait,
I'm gonna.
Oh, you're not gonna let him name it?
Yeah, no, let him go. I want him to name that movie.
No. Really?
Okay.
Wait, the brothers need to confer.
Because I don't know it, and you do. It's strategy.
Go ahead. He may know it, but.
Yep. But he's gonna win. Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Should.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. What?
All right. Here's your 7 names: John Spencer, Jacqueline Brooks, Samuel L. Jackson, Patricia Barry, Barbara Baxley. Christine Estabrook and Richard Jenkins. Now, in his defense, all of those people could have been in all of his movies. They're all highly qualified. But Samuel Jackson is fairly lowly billed, considering his stature. So what do you think? What do you think you and Sam Jackson were up to around 1989?
I don't know if I did any scenes with him. I didn't even
you
know
might
he was
not
in
have.
This movie.
You might have been in a scene with Richard Jenkins.
How do you know if he's not in this? You don't even know what the movie is.
I don't remember him.
Do you know what the movie is?
No.
Where is Rooker in the
I think I Where am I in the building?
Fourth. Yeah. Oh, my God, is right. How often does that happen?
Right. Are you kidding me?
Henry, you're number 1. This one, you're number 4.
It's
and everything else, you're probably not that bad, but you know what I mean.
4.
This one is a big part for
89.
You.
Is there any
There's
other
only
hints?
3 other people in it that were bigger in the movie.
No other hints?
No other hints. I keep saying things. I keep giving hints, and you're asking for more hints.
Come on, name
this
it.
This is awesome, though.
You really don't know what the movie
That's
is?
That's pressure, man. God. You've been such a director.
This is the toughest game show ever.
Come on, name it.
Nobody Action. Knows anything about their own work.
Wow.
Just guess a movie you did.
Sam.
Yeah, what's a movie you did?
In the late 80s.
This is so great. It's the most suspenseful edition of this game ever.
What about if you get a point, if you can name any movie you did between 85 and 90?
Well, then he'll win because it's 1-2, and he's already got a point. So
that's right. That's
so it's between.
Right.
Don't
Sean's
be so
gonna
sure.
Win, either Sean's going to win or Michael's going to win. But I would love to hear him pull out some sort of movie.
Okay, here we
Where's
go.
Where's Buzz? Where's
a
Buzz?
A movie.
Here a second.
89.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson's in it.
Yeah.
Who are the other names again? Oops, can sorry. I hear them again?
Yeah. You can.
Fast. Go ahead. Just roll
John
them off.
John Spencer.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Brooks. Not sure. Samuel Jackson. Big star. Patricia Barry, I don't know who that is. Barbara Baxley, I don't know who that is. Christine Estabrook, I see that name from time to time, but I'm not sure exactly who that is. I think she might have played a neighbor on Desperate Housewives. Like, that's going to help you. And Richard Jenkins, Oscar nominated for The Visitor, a great Tom McCarthy movie. Nothing? I hope other people know.
Do you know where I did it?
Where's Justin at? Where's Justin? Oh, here. Could you write down who I should call a shithead at the end? Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Any guess, Michael?
Michael, it's an easy movie for you.
It is.
Yes. Which,
why are you helping him so much? Where's Tim at? Tim, can you come over here?
It's a wrong. I know, and so does the guy.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna get it. People are walking out now, so I have to hurry up.
Come here, Tim.
I know this one too. I think I know this one. Yeah, I do.
How come everybody knows it but me? What the hell?
I know you. We just came up with the title of your autobiography. Thanks, Tim. All right, just say it as soon as you know it. Sean wins, but just say it as soon as you know it.
Okay.
Because you're the next name, Michael Rooker. Or William Hickey is before you, then Michael Rooker, then John Goodman.
Yeah.
Right. Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
Yeah, that's Sea of Love.
Yes!
Rooker!
That was very exciting.
It's like one of the biggest movies you've ever been in.
Get his new, what's your video game called?
I remember the movie now.
Yeah, yeah.
Call of the Dead.
Call of the Dead, May 3rd. See Super wherever it's playing, VOD in a hotel room. See Ellen's documentary that she narrates.
I'm available for parties.
But that's cheating. Who won the show?
Sean is available. He'll come and be like, he's
Sean
like,
won.
I'm a Sean director's
won,
brother.
Right?
Yeah, Sean won for yeah. Sean in the audience. So I'll give Sean his stuff.
There you Sean, go, congratulations, man.
He's a ringer. And oh, wait, here, give me your thing a second, Sean. Oh, wait, we've got all the. I'm going to take a picture of all the name tags because people are always curious what the winning name tags are. And is there anything else you guys need to plug? Anything else going on that we should check out or do?
Yeah.
What?
You're a priority, not an option.
I don't know what that means, but I'm intrigued. You're blocking Rooker. All right. Thank you very much. Let's have a round of applause for everybody. James Gunn, Sean Gunn, Ellen Page, Steve Agee. And as Steve said today when he texted me that he was coming, fucking Rooker was the whole text I got. And go to DougLovesMovies.com for all my tour dates. And Armand White is a shithead. Lauren Faust is a shithead. Roger Ebert is a shithead. And The Royal Wedding is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes it fine.